Yeah, I heard that
60
too.
days.
Yeah, 2 days.
That's 160. How you get five?
I think five was in one state.
Five wasn't five.
Five was in one
it,
state, but it was 100 and something over
it was
across 2 days.
In the last 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Right, yes. Yeah, when you get five, man. I mean, I watched five sit here live.
It probably was that state. I think, I don't know what state it was. Five and one particular.
Texas.
Oh, Texas, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, see, that was wrong with them. You got to get the right information.
Yeah, they got to give
that's
us
bad
all
information. See, if I wasn't on the phone with y'all, you would have gave us the wrong information.
Well, okay, Texas now did have five. We didn't say the whole total.
Well, wait,
though.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Before we go no further with this, one of those tornadoes, right, had four tornadoes inside of it. So
that,
that's, that, oh, see, that's my point.
When they start okay doing that?
They've always been doing it. It's just that the weather, they, it's just that they're supposed to want to mention what's going on with the weather. Okay? They showed you, too, in the movie Twister. You know the movie Twister?
Yeah, so they said it wasn't okay real, the white and the
I'm well, no, let me see. They always tell you shit stuff, bro. They always tell you stuff that's unreal because it's infallible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shows you too in the movie Twister. Okay. All right. Now, if you tonight when y'all get on TV, y'all turn on like the Channel 29 weather station, and they show it to you. They show you the four tornadoes that was in the one tornado, and the capital of Nebraska. The actual cloud is called a supercell. The actual cloud went across the state. The actual cloud that gave birth to this tornado I'm gonna tell y'all about actually went across the state capital of Nebraska. When it got across the state capital of Nebraska, it started forming. And by the time they can get it out there, by the time the weather see one thing about weather, then they can't say nothing until somebody confirm it. So it just so happened, we all see the program Storm Chasing. They had a storm chaser out there tracking it. It was tracking it anyway, but they, like I said, they can't see nothing. And the angle that the guy had, the place he did it right, they couldn't see to the ground with debris. As the guy went on up I-80, right? When he got to I-80, when you see it clear, you know how you look across the field? It came down, okay? By the time, now when it came down, when the puddle cloud came down, they start talking, they start telling you in live, in real time, what you was watching. Why what they learned in school? Why you got a lesson? But by the time that tornado got to the highway, it was up and running. What the indigenous people call dead man walking, the upper distance. It looks like someone walking. The reason call it dead man walking because, as we all know now, by our people got killed. That's why they call it dead. And that tornado was on the ground for an hour. You don't want a tornado that big on the ground for hours. It's going to tear up everything. And the one, and the two, and I felt bad for them, right? Because I had one. But the ones that was the worst one was the ones that they couldn't see. Remember the movie Two Twister? When it's at the movies?
Yeah.
And ran the movie. How would you like that for real? You can't see nothing. It's dark. You know how it's dark. You know how out there where they at, you can dark like down south. You can't see nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, anyway, right, back to what you were saying, right, I'm dying, I have no problem. And another thing about it, and they have to shame themselves, because you know I'm in the roofing, so I know shoddy work when I see it. Why would you build buildings like that that tear up that easy?
Because you cheap.
Yeah, look, bro. You can't be cheap if you're living in a place called Tornado Alley.
Oh, yeah, you got a good point there.
Are you kidding me, man, bro?
I think that defines itself by the name of...
Right, that's my point. You said, you remember that, the one, I can't think of the name right now, but anyway, anyway, right? This woman, she was attorney general back when Ronald Reagan was
out.
But anyway, right? Her mother, because her mother, Janet Reno, that's the one. Janet Reno.
Hey, I remember
mother,
her.
Right?
That's the lady with the glasses.
Right. Janet Reno's mother broke the house down here in Florida somewhere. And you know why she broke the, she got the job broke the bricks? Because she knew hurricanes come up. Wherever they lived in Florida at this particular time, she knew that she needed to build something with some strength to it. That's no best build anything. And as soon as she got it built, she got hit with one of the hurricanes. I think it was Andrew. Well, I'm putting this right. If a woman old enough to be a great grandmother, well, now, anyway, my point is, if a woman that old got sense enough to build something like that, because she knows she's living in a dangerous situation, what's wrong with these modern day people? Now, this was back in the 80s.
You can't tell nobody nothing nowadays.
Hey, no. Yes, you can. Now you're on my television. You know I hate this part of all. This is the part about all about. But I didn't know it was gonna be like this. I didn't know it was gonna be. And show you how they. But one thing they do know, they knew this government ain't gonna help them. Everybody who's somebody helping each other get straightened up. Ain't nobody saying nothing about the government. Ain't nobody asking nothing about nothing. That's how bad this country is. This country get money to everybody who they supposed to give money to. Now, the insurance company called an act of God. They got to stop doing that. You can't call an act of God when you know something's going to happen. Either you're going to deal with some higher insurance or the government will have to take it. But they ain't none of them joke. Ain't none of the president, the vice president, ain't nobody went down to see how those people making out. They know what happened.
Damn.
And you know it's a part, and you know automatically with something like that, you're supposed to send people money. That's our government, that's our tax money. I want my tax money going on. At least if my tax base at least here.
Bless you.
Aggression. And at least here, I see where my tax money going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, this joke is crazy, man, please.
Can we go to the next topic?
Yeah, go to the next one, yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, what's your next topic?
Yeah.
Okay, the FBI issues warning to evening pass users in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, that if you get a text message, do not answer it or click onto it.
Anybody.
Delete
you know
it and call the EPZ customer service.
No, you know why? You know that's about?
What?
The FBI is trying to pass a law, right?
Oh, yeah.
FBI is trying to pass this law. They stating that. That's what.
We can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Did he stop talking?
Yeah, he.
We can't hear him.
He might be muted. He don't know he muted.
Okay. He talking, but we can't hear him. Okay.
All right, we'll go ahead with the next topic.
All right. Three United States Marshals Task Force members killed. Five officers shot in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I heard that just flashed up there not too long ago. Was warned with them? What was going on?
I don't know. I know one thing. They killed five of the officers.
Damn.
I knew that. It didn't say was it domesticated or what, but this
somebody
is, you know, three
business.
United States Marshals.
Somebody meant business.
Yes, they did. All right, here's another one. The FCC fines AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon nearly $200 million for illegally sharing location data.
Oh, yeah, with the police.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Sorry, this is, I'm getting a new phone. This phone, I beat up. I got to get a new phone.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead. What you saying?
Go ahead.
No, tell us what you said.
What did you say?
We were talking about New Jersey EZ passes. The FBI is warning people about the message. Don't pay attention to it. Delete it off your phone.
But she just said something before that when you wasn't on the phone about five officers being killed in North Carolina.
No, they wasn't five. They didn't get killed. They five got shot. And three of them dead. I just saw those on TV.
Yeah, five got shot and three dead. What happened? What was it over?
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Okay.
They ran the hell up. They went to serve the warrant.
Uh-oh.
And see, this is what stupidity is. Now, when you go serve a warrant, and the person that you served it for reach you out in the yard and you kill him, that's called suicide by police. Alright?
Yeah.
Now, the other two that got shot, they were trying to save their partner, the cop that was shot. So they got popped.
Damn.
So they had a 17-year-old and this woman, and a woman locked her, hold them down. See, what the only thing about being down south, you don't want to be down south and you don't chuck some cops, all right?
Why?
Because you might as well go ahead on out there. You might as well just go to your jail and going to hang yourself. Damn. You're not going to see the trial. You ain't going to see the trial. I'm telling you now.
Okay. Damn.
I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to see that trial.
Well, they might because it's public knowledge now, so they're going to have the feds come down there.
They don't care.
Oh, okay.
Then they had that white guy, the other guy was still to get hung. That was the second guy.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was still to get hung in prison.
Yeah.
What did we know about that?
Mm-hmm.
And he got hung, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody said nothing about it. He had it.
Mm-mm.
That's my point.
Okay.
And he had money. Okay.
That's a billionaire.
But he was still turned up hungry. Ain't nobody said nothing about it.
Well, that was a setup.
That's my point. They said it happened to them. I got a friend that was still retired. Said he hung himself in prison.
But they might want them to suffer, to stay in jail.
It don't work like that down south,
cuz. Well, explain to me in the audience how it doesn't work down south.
I'm going to tell you, plain English. Wild when you down stuff. You don't understand while the road to let the road is do.
No.
You heard that, right?
No, what's that?
All it means that when you go to Rome, you act like you're Roman.
Oh, okay, got you.
So when you go down right today, you go down south, you better pretend like the clan's still running everything. You won't get yourself all messed up. Okay? That's how.
The clan is not running everything now?
Yeah, it's different, bro.
I'm just asking you because I don't know, and the audience need to know, so that's what we ask you.
Look, when you get a president like Trump, right, and he can get away and he can become president, that tells you right there what the situation is.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Why you think he said, let's make America great again? All you're going to say, make it like it used to be.
True.
That's all he's doing. That's why you think, why do they got to be supported? This country's racist. This fucking racism. This country's fucking racism.
All right,
what's the next?
Next topic.
All right, the next one is this. A mail was stolen from the post office in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Someone broke into the blue postal boxes and stole the mail outside of the post office.
That's federal.
Right.
That's federal.
Well, I'm not condoning it, right? But that's what you do. You always do stuff when they think you won't do it.
Well, they did it.
That's federal.
Well, that's my point.
That's federal.
And I've been to Chicago. And Only thing Chicago Inn is good for, they had, back in the day, they had the Collinsville Inn. It served smoking boys.
You don't like Collinsville?
No, I like, look, I have a healthy appetite. When I graduated from 7th grade, that's when they took me to the Collinsville Inn. That's how I'm familiar with
Collinsville.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, the person just walked up and broke into all of the boxes, blue boxes outside of the post office, and stole all the mail.
Well, that got killed. No. Somebody going to jail.
Because he knew what was in it. Whoever did that knew that there was checks or something in the box.
He must have had a key, because how he get in there?
No, he said he broke into it.
Why he broke into it? Well, he got a lot of heart. That's bad. Well, I wasn't even broken.
Look, brother, Collinsville is like someone who blew one horse tire.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again?
Collinsville is like
someone who blew one horse tire. You know, you stay in a town where you just got one light downtown.
Oh, okay.
That's where Evolution Burger is at. That's Collinsville.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they broke into the main post. They just went.
They're still federal, though.
They broke into it.
Yeah.
So, they're going to catch somebody, watch. They ain't going for that. Because you don't know
they
who
mailed. They took all the mail.
People
they
information.
Took all
that
the
mean,
mail.
That mean they're going to start doing identity.
Because
they got all people's social security numbers. You don't know what was in there. You know, that could have been a letter from social security or from anywhere.
We gonna find out.
Oh, yeah, we're about to find out. It's about to get all the way live.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next topic?
Oh, this is for Dexter.
Okay.
Listen to this. In Nevada, okay? Somebody stole $1,500 worth of business. Scammers, the scam, they put the machine and they stole debit card numbers. They stole EBT numbers.
Right.
And credit card numbers.
Right.
That's all you need.
I'm saying in Nevada, they went to businesses, put in a scammer machine on all the businesses in one area and got all that data.
They're going to start making
that. Okay, so that's what you now just made my point. Now, when I pay my rent, right, I got to go to well, in this case, I'm close to, they call the Ace Cash. Express to get them to go through their system to pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't want to do that. Okay, so I'm gonna do it to get my rent paid. Then I'm gonna get a separate phone and put this app on it. Okay, so that I can pay my rent. So let me go walk back down here to the office where I'm at. And get him the rent money. That was all this crap. All you did is made my point. And when I go, I'm still paying my rent, like you said, I'm gonna do it my way. Get a separate phone, get a separate app, and keep money on it. So this way, somebody trying to scam me, right? Because I go to all these different places. It's called the portal. You go to the portal. And like, no, we're not doing that. Y'all get too far ahead. Why are you making stuff simple hard? When all we got to do is come out our little house apartment, wherever we at, walk 50 to 60 feet to the office and get you the damn check, get your damn money order.
Yeah, people been robbing people for money orders and checks. So.
Look, if you think you're taking take a money order out of my hand and fix it before I get 50 feet out my door, you can take it. But you ain't taking no money from me. That's your Jesus. That's your right. But we right here. They don't know why you going into the office.
Yeah, but the office is scared, and somebody going to tell them.
No, that's what white people do. That's white people crap. It's called Wynn Residential. That's who manages this door. That's white folks shit. When I hear stuff like that doing it to black, that's white folks shit. Man, come on. Because people that they already here, they already settled into this. No, it ain't gonna work like it. You don't get your rent. All you gonna try to make my life miserable. Now, everything's gonna make you come to scrap.
You said they trying to make your life miserable.
Yeah, you're making my life miserable. When all I gotta do is walk out my house, walk to the corner, walk about 50 feet, ring the bell, go into the office and hand you this damn money. On a money order. Come on, are you kidding me? Yeah, man, you take and make yourself simple, hard, but it don't have to be. You know what you hear? You just said they scared and phone about having no money like that. Motherfucker's crazy.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
I know that's what they're doing. That's why I'm going down the line. Now, that's the kind of shit that makes you want to get. Go make the Star Wars protest. If I start a protest, it's going to be some shit. I'm telling you. I'm not playing. I'm telling white folks
this bullshit. You're about to start protesting?
Damn right.
All right. Next topic.
All right. Now, we talked about this yesterday. The teacher who started making racial slurs in North Carolina threatened the family. That I'm going to make your life miserable for the rest of your life.
What's she going to do? It's a man, what did he say?
It's a woman.
I'll read it to you. In North Carolina, the teacher said, I will haunt your family for the rest of your life. The teacher allegedly threatened the student who recorded him using a racial slur.
What did he say?
He stood up in front of the whole class and called all the black folk the N-word. Plus, he cussed them all out.
He ain't said nothing, bro. They call them niggas anyway. He ain't said nothing. Come there, please.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that in school.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to say about my mom. Only thing it allows to do is have a fire in a crowded building. Only reason they don't want to say nigga no more is because we won't let the white folks call us niggas. As a friend, you know how I walk in here, but nigga, you know how we do that? That's what this is all about.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's
for
real. That's what it's all
about. No, I'm asking you. That's what I'm listening
to. Yeah, what? That's what it's all about.
Fuck them. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna call you a nigga, you're hungry, and you racist.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Okay, good point.
The N-word ain't no fucking N-word. It was the N-word 200 years ago.
What was it?
They all said, oh, we wanna be political. No, I'm gonna keep calling y'all niggas.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I feel about it.
Oh, okay.
And if you call me, you can call me nigga, I ain't no problem with it. You better call me that.
True.
No, all of a sudden you want to stop. Because we won't let y'all call us niggas. No, you ain't call me nigga. If you ain't raised up with me, no, you ain't going to call me nigga. Because when you share, you can come with some kind of racial overtone. Just like the joke they made in the joke. Why did they say something when they made a joke about when Tiger Woods be golfing, right? And he hit the ball onto the green, right? Be golfing, hit it onto the green. They made a joke about when Tiger Woods hit the ball in the breeze, he get hungry. Greens, collard greens. Alright. Same thing when he won his first jacket. That Jack Studio was having macaroni and cheese, green cornbread.
Damn.
Are you kidding me?
And fried chicken.
And fried damn chicken. Don't forget the damn chicken and fish. What's wrong with y'all?
Is watermelon for dessert? Is watermelon for dessert?
Damn right, watermelon. Damn right, goddamn water. I don't spit the seeds out.
Oh, do I got any sunflower seeds too?
No, watermelon. You ain't never talking about back one? Oh, I forgot about you. You ain't never sat on the back stoop nowhere and spit the watermelon seed out?
No, I never really. I mean, would have been all right, but then people start talking about it, and I said I ain't gonna eat it no more.
So. Man, please.
You still eat watermelon?
Watermelon's the best thing for anybody, sugar and water.
Yeah, that ain't good for you.
Yes, it is, but it's natural, it is.
Yeah. Well, I like pineapples, and that's natural.
I love pineapples. Pineapple's good for you, too. Pineapple has
to
help the parasites in the stomach, man.
What?
Yeah. Pineapple, if you eat pineapple, we have parasites in our stomach to help them digest the food. If you eat pineapple the rest of the day, it keeps them healthy so you can move on with your move on.
I don't have parasites in me.
Huh?
What'd
you say?
I don't have no parasites.
That's a damn lie.
Well, what do you mean, parasites? Where? My stomach?
And the parasite is my little germ.
Oh, I thought you meant like some bug stuff. And so,
yeah, yeah, but the same thing. It is a bug, but you just can't see.
Oh.
See, as a matter of fact, the human body has three parasites on it.
Uh-oh.
It has one that eats the dead skin.
What? Ew.
It has one that's in your hair.
No, I washed my hair. I got him out.
No, no, let me do it then.
He ain't in there no more. Washed it up.
That's BS, bro. And you have one that you can't feel. Because that's how small it is.
Damn, that's a, okay. Lot, that's a lot of parasites going on in there.
Hey, look. Without them, you wouldn't be here. Live. Can't live.
Damn. Like that?
Why they tell you it's all right to be clean, but don't overclean yourself because you're killing the parasites? Why do you think people get sick?
Because they dirty?
Not only that, right? Your body should get dirty, but you shouldn't let it go to the extreme.
So you say everybody should just be dirty, huh?
No. This is how this works. If a scientist says, what about amino acids? We wouldn't be here. I'd be like asking the dirt. Why do you think we like to play? Why do you think when we little like playing in the dirt and putting dirt in our mouth?
I ain't put dirt in my mouth.
Alright. But you don't play football. And you don't play football with dirt that got kicked in your mouth for whatever reason. And before you realize it was dirt,
well, some people would be eating. Some people were trying to eat the mud pies. I ain't never do that.
Same thing.
That's nasty, man. You can't
eat
that.
But listen to them. They ain't know no better. If you don't know no better, but it's in you. That's why you do it.
Oh, okay.
And that's the other thing, right? That goes when you learn that, that means that there's some validity to the point that there's some validity to the statement that man was created from clay. Because the scientists said, without amino acids, we would not be here.
Oh. So what does that mean?
It means some truth to that statement. We were made from clay.
Okay. And being dirty sometimes is okay. That's what you said, too.
Because What they won't tell you is
well,
that
look, they got the deodorant now for the whole body. They say you can put.
Yeah, well, I'm just making money.
I know.
but that's why they tell you, right.
Do you think
don't go around stinking up the place, right? But let the little dirt get on you ain't gonna bother because if I let the little dirt be on your body, that allows your body to fight whatever germ is in the dirt. That's how it's supposed to go.
Because
remember, right? Without Marco Polo, the Europeans would never knew about soup.
Yeah, I know you told us that.
Okay. You want the next one?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right, the next one is a lady in California stole over $150 million from the post office in California using counterfeit postage stamps.
Oh, man.
That's a fraud.
Millions you come to post office and buy some stamps.
Right.
And put it on your letter. She take right. it off and put a forged one on it and keep your money.
Damn.
Hey, that's the
handle. And that was in California.
That well, that was good. I had to understand about that. Because she did try to think of an easy way of doing it.
Yeah.
She jipped the post office out of $150 million.
Yeah, well, look, she just got greedy.
She went past being greedy.
Yeah, she's real greedy.
Look, it got good to her. That's all. Everybody can't go to a casino and win some money and walk out the door. That's all she did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got him out of there, but they got her. They locked her up.
Oh, well, she'll do bad time anyway. They tell me bad time to eat, huh?
They tell me
bad time to eat, right? But they call it the country club, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you.
What's the next
one?
The next one is this. A doctor at Cigna says pressures her into reviewing clients very fast, and if she didn't do it, they were going to fire her.
Well, that's what that did I tell you? What did I tell you a couple of days? I don't like that Cigna none of this office anyway. That's why I'll tell you another example of that. Nowadays they use an ultrasound thing, like they use on the mother for the baby. So this jackass come tell me, right? He said, call and said, in my heart valve, the baby wanted to do the pumping would have been 1 centimeter larger. He would have rushed the child. I said, no, you're not rushing me nowhere. So you know me, I go home and Google what a centimeter is as an inch, you know what it is? It's 0.084. So you going to rush me to the hospital for 0.094? You know what I mean? That's the problem with these. So you have money, you want to take it, want to rush it. Then you can't rush nobody. That's bad client patient privilege. And just on the news the other day that the most would you ever want a good doctor get a woman anyway and not a man. Just on the GMA3 or whatever that is that come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next?
Did he go out?
No, he said next.
Oh, they are now saying that the United States government will not give the military persons who were caught in Agent Orange, no money for benefits.
But they already gave them that money already.
Damn.
They gave them that money. I got a friend who probably got some of that money.
But I ain't gonna give me no more money. Damn.
No, but it is somebody still.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't give that. Oh, God. See, that's what I'm talking about. They've been paying them guys off for the longest.
So
what's in 2024?
Would you go in the early 2000s,
the war said his father was getting money for. And you, back then, he was getting the money.
Would you go in the service?
I've been wanting to go to the service. I'm not smart enough.
Say what? You want to go in the military?
Yeah. I'm a war historian.
Well, you're too old now.
Oh, yeah, I know
I'm
too old
there.
Say that again?
He said he know he too old now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know I'm too old. As a matter of fact, it's 35.
Oh, yeah, you been past that. It's too late for you now.
Huh?
You been past 35.
Yeah, almost 35 twice almost.
Damn. Next topic.
Oh, the next one is that this is, they talking about the parents who spank their kids. Should you or should you not spank your children?
Well, if he come to my house, he get his ass whooped. I'm just telling you straight up. You come to my house, your ass belongs to me. Other than that, you know, if he talk, he asked that question to the wrong person.
You going to jail?
I'm not going to jail. That's my child. Unless you want to take care of these hands, motherfucker. I told you what my grandmother told my great grandkid, you rub and down my stuff if you want to, that shit gonna whip your ass out.
Damn.
I turned out good. She graduated to the bachelor, graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. She's working in Comcast and California. Now she at the boarding house somewhere around here where each bedroom has its own bathroom. And she worked for Comcast, she was what they call Mahogany, but she's like a vice president or something there. Mm-hmm. And she gets married August 19th to a lawyer. Okay. Shit, that's the best ass woman I ever dished out.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Well, they saying now that they don't want parents to. They want parents to give their children time out.
They gonna get time out. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm 5'11". My mother's 4'11". I've been taller than her since 1969. Okay, I walked in the house one day, but she told me, "I don't care how tall you get, I will cut you down." All right. And she meant that. She'll tell you in a minute. Don't let them stop passing. Don't let them stop wearing signs here. So that's all. Right. That's why these kids are ignorant and don't have no. I'm riding the bus with them. I ain't riding the bus with them. You don't have no kind of bad. Now, it's got so bad. It used to be you can ride with the kids from Roman Catholic. It's just as bad.
Yeah, it's wild. Everybody wild now.
Man, no, that's called no discipline. It'll.
You gotta give my time out. Ain't no more discipline.
No. So all you have to do is go upstairs. All you have to do is hit him upside the head one time.
Damn.
When they're young.
You have
to smack him upside the head one time. I said, didn't I tell you stop doing that?
You're going to jail.
Going to jail. That's the problem. If you know you ain't going to get no punishment, you're going to keep doing it, right?
Exactly.
All right, so you got to at least hit him one time.
I'm just saying.
But you got to probably say that.
If it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, you going to jail if you hit them now.
I'm going to hit that. I got nieces in this apartment complex. You let me walk over one of them doing something stupid from outside the head.
Damn.
Going right outside the head, and they ain't going to say nothing.
Okay.
Let me tell you what my brother and their grandfather said. Did he tell you to stop? They say, yeah, then why didn't you stop?
Yeah, but it don't work like that no more. I'm trying to tell you.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you this too, right? I'm going upside your head, right? I'm going upside your head. I said, if you really think you got the balls, I'll give you the phone and let you call the cop. And when the cop gets there, I'm going to go upside your head again.
Mm-hmm. Well.
You don't tell me how to raise a kid when you can't even get drugs off. You better get out of my face. Motherfuckers are locked in there. You worry about how I raise my kids. Another case in point. The night Kensington down there where all the drugs at, they sent out flyers. So if you could come voice say grievances, yeah. Then even 100 people show up. Okay?
Yeah.
Then even 100 people show up. But you're gonna tell me. I can't do what I need to do to my child because this child's gonna be in the house with me. You're gonna be home in your bed with this motherfucker going around hollering and screaming.
Can't be.
Now, if you don't let me live at your house, then you can handle no more. right?
Yeah, but it's your kid. You want your kid.
No, 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 no. It's your kid. Once you tell me I can't hit my kid, he's your kid. Mm. I'm a package bag and let him go with you.
Damn.
Since I can't discipline, it's no use to that.
All right, well, we're going to, well, I don't know what we're going to do.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know. Then you wonder why they got the power. I'm on the bus every day. Just now, I'm going back and forth. I'm coming from uptown, down there where your mother lives. Mm-hmm. So I see these kids. They ain't got no business. All they know, I got to have my hands on that phone. Oh, I got to have that new dope. Fuck crack ain't got shit on this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The prayer can't get the child to do. Then the prayer just bad. The woman come out the store today, right? See, the woman went one way because she got the phone in her hand jamming. The baby come out going the other direction. Damn. You supposed to go outside that baby's head. Yeah, and I tell you, keep up.
Damn. Go inside the baby head, though?
That's right. Because you're not keeping up. Mm. Whole grandmothers, look. I don't see many of them. Well, no, you haven't. I don't see babies go. I don't see infants. 3-4-year-olds go down to hold their mom's dress. Okay? Because the mother would have sat the head.
Yeah, that can happen.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me let y'all go. I don't got nothing.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. So, do we have anything else?
Oh, no.
Any news about the war?
The war?
Yeah.
No, we did it. Yes, it is.
All right, you want to? That's at the level. We can wrap it up.
Yeah, it is after 11, and we want to thank Dexter for his comment
and your opinions.
And everybody has a right, so if you disagree with his opinion, you can always notify us with your suggestion and your opinions. We'll be glad to
get on the podcast, and we can talk to you and see what you think. Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. Let's wrap it up. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you how you made a way for us today. Even as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, I pray that you will cover us all with your blood, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger known and unknown. Lord God, even as we, God, prepare to go to sleep tonight, remember those that are sick everywhere. Lord God, and those that are in ICU, whether it be a child or adult. Lord God, whether they be sick and on vessels or the military or cruise ship, heal, deliver, and set free. Remember those that are sick, that are in hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and mental institute. Lord, lower temperatures, regulate heart, regulate pressure, sugar, and kidneys in the name of Jesus. Give the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care. Remember the captains, wherever they may be. Show them how to regulate. Show them how to take care of the men and women in their care. Lord, remember the homeless, wherever they may be, whether it be a veteran or civilian. Let your city and state provide adequate housing that is affordable, convenient, and safe in the name of Jesus. Remember our children, God. Open their eyes so they can see. open their ears so they can hear and tenderize their heart to your purpose, plan, and will. And Lord, remember those tonight that are bereaved. Walk them through, God. Wipe the tears from their eyes and their hearts and walk them through, giving the victory over this situation of their loved one that's been lost. And then, Lord God, even as we come, we thank you for taking care of us today. And Lord, we want to go to sleep and have a good night rest, waking up in the morning renewed in faith and hope and trust in you. And Lord God, we thank you. And as we close this prayer, Lord, forgive us of our sins, shortcomings, and failures, and apply the blood of Jesus to us, our family, our loved ones in the prayer list. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.